CD Fact, issue 75, February 2024. This CD is 26 minutes long and has the following track listing. Track 1, this track. Track 2, Thank You, the Dicky Bird Pub. Track 3, About CD Fact. Track 4, Dates for Your Diary. Track 5, Thank You, Annual Open Day. Track 6, Rydale Talking Magazine. Track 7, Service Spotlight, The Daily Living Shop. Track 8, 10 Tips to Improve the Lighting in Your Home. Track 9, Scamwatch, Hi Mum and Dad. Track 10, For £1 a Week. Track 11, Thank You Heathley Playhouse. Track 12, 100 Plus Club. Track 13, Get a Free Will from a Leading Legal Firm. Track 14, How We Make a Difference. Track 15, How You Can Help. Track 16, Local Support Groups. Track 17, Talking Newspapers.
Thank you to the Dicky Bird. We would like to thank the proprietors and customers of the Dicky Bird Pub, Long Lee, for their generous donation of £416. The money was raised from a Christmas raffle.
About CD Fact. Welcome to the February 2024 edition of CD Fact. We hope you all had a good Christmas and New Year. Thank you to those of you who attended our open day in November. This year we are trying something different and we'll have our open day in July when the weather is better. More details will appear in the next edition of CD Fact, but heap July the 13th free. We'd also like to thank the Dicky Bird Pub for their generous donation of £416. See Track 2 for more details. Rydale Talking Magazine is a free magazine aimed at people with sight loss. To find out more, see Track 6. Listeners to the CD edition of CD Fact will have received the January edition with their CFAT CD. On track 7, you can learn more about the various types of products we stock in our daily living shop, designed to make life with sight loss easier. Good lighting can help you make the most of your vision. On track 8, we have 10 tips to improve the lighting in your home. Learn about the Hi Mum and Dad scam on track 9. The next edition of CD Fact will be in June. Team Site Airedale. Editorial, Anthony Horner and Annette McNerry. Audio production, Anthony Horner. Readers, Anthony Horner and Jean Horner, volunteer. Registered office, Site Airedale, 1 Albert Street, Heathley, BD21, 2AT. Our opening hours for the helpline are 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m, Monday to Thursday. We also have appointments available from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday to Thursday. Helpline Heathley 01535 602 354, and there is an answer machine when staff are away from the office. For email, contact us at enquiries@siteairedale.org.uk. Our website is www.siteairedale.org.uk. You can keep up to date with us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/siteairedale, or you can watch us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/siteairedale. We are registered charity number 1080245. A little bit. If you no longer wish to receive information from us, let us know and we'll delete your name from our mailing list. We use your information to send you our newsletter 3 times a year. We will not pass your information on to any third party. You can read about how we protect your privacy on our website. Any views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of Site Airedale. All information is correct at the time of going to press. Reference to any service does not imply recommendation.
Dates for your diary. Saturday the 13th of July, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m, summer coffee morning. Come and join us for our first summer coffee morning. More details will appear in our June newsletter. Saturday the 14th of September, Site Information Day. Details to be confirmed in our June newsletter.
Thank you to everyone who attended our annual Open Day. Thank you to everyone who attended our Open Day in November. The event raised £99. This year, in order to take advantage of the better weather, we will be holding our annual Open Day on Saturday, the 13th of July, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Look out for more details in the June edition of CFAT.
Rydale Talking Magazine. Rydale Talking Magazine is a small charity based in Pickering, North Yorkshire. They produce a monthly talking magazine put together by volunteers. They are not a talking newspaper, but meet once a month to record stories, articles written by their volunteers or read from general publications. The general approach is, if their volunteers write something or find an article in an interesting publication, other people will find it interesting. The magazine is delivered on CD, which does not need to be returned. The January edition includes articles on pantomimes, gardening and nature, historical Yorkshire figures, a selection of poetry, a quiz, an article about a chicken hotel, and much more. If you receive the CD edition of CFACT, you will also receive a copy of the January edition of Rydale Talking Magazine, along with your CD. You can also download a sample edition from www.siteairdale.org.uk/rtm.mp3. Or if you'd like to receive a free copy on CD or wish to continue receiving Rydale Talking Magazine, please get in touch with Valerie Bulledon at 01751 476 499.
Service Spotlight, the Daily Living Shop. Situated at our Scott Street premises in Heathley, our Daily Living Shop houses over 150 sight loss aids and products designed to make life living with sight loss easier. We want to ensure that we can give you the best service possible. To avoid disappointment, please ring our helpline to ensure that someone is available before you visit. The shop is open from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday to Thursday. We don't keep items in stock to reduce costs, so they must be ordered. For magnifiers, you will need to make an appointment with a member of our team. Tell him the time. We have a range of talking and easy to see clocks and watches. Some models are radio controlled, meaning that they set themselves to the correct time. Many clocks and watches will also announce today's date. In the kitchen. Labelling. Talking tin lids. Magnetic talking tin lids are designed to sit on top of a food tin, or can be attached to a packet using a strap. Record a short message and then press the button to have it played back to you. They are ideal for leaving cooking instructions, sticking one onto the front of your fridge and leaving messages for the family. PenFriend Audio Labeler. Place the PenFriend on the label and press the record button to record a message. Then stick the label on the item you want to identify. Place the PenFriend on the label to identify an object and then press the play button to play back the message. The labels can be used to identify anything, from food packaging to CDs. Magnetic labels are also available for use on tins. bump-ons. These tactile dots help you locate important buttons on your appliances, such as washing machines, cookers and thermostats. Food preparation. Talking food thermometer. This thermometer is ideal for checking the temperature of meat or when making jam. It announces the temperature either in Celsius or Fahrenheit. As the temperature changes, the new temperature is announced. Torquing measuring jug. The torquing measuring jug allows you to measure liquids such as water, milk or oil. It can be measured in imperial pints and fluid ounces, metric litres and millilitres, and US pints and fluid ounces. Torquing scales. We have two types of torquing hitching scales. Some with large print measuring jugs and large displays, and others that only speak. Both models can measure in imperial and metric, have removable bowls or jugs, and have a tar function. Torquing appliances. Our torquing microwave speaks each button as it is pressed and announces the power, time set and countdown timer. Also available are torquing combinations ovens, a torquing induction hob, not on display, and even a torquing air fryer, not on display. Liquid level indicators. Liquid level indicators are small devices that hang over the side of your cup. As the liquid level in the cup increases, the liquid level indicator will beep and vibrate to prevent you from overfilling the container. Keeping in touch. We have a range of stationery to help you keep in touch, ranging from large print calendars, date reminders and diaries, to large print telephones and address books. We also have notepads with extra wide and thick lines, signature guides to help you locate where you need to sign on a form, address guides to help you write the address on the front of an envelope, and check guides that are free from your bank.
10 lighting tips. Good lighting is essential to make the most of your vision. In this article, we will discuss 10 ways to enhance the lighting in your home. Maximise natural light. Open curtains and ensure that windows are clean. Use vertical blinds to control the light's direction. And consider the type of fabric used in the blinds. Furniture placement. Position seating either side onto windows or with the windows behind the chair to illuminate your task. Consider how the sun enters the room and avoid direct sunlight on your face. Screens. Place screens side on to a window or on the opposite wall and use vertical blinds to direct light away from the screen. Never place a screen in front of a window. In unavoidable cases, use blackout blinds. Watching TV, ensure the room is well lit and light does not reflect off the screen. Choose a TV with a matte screen. If the TV is in the corner of the room, use bias lighting by placing a lamp behind the TV. Consider the temperature of light. Warm yellow is ideal for creating a cozy atmosphere, but offers poor contrast and colour reproduction. Cool white light is perfect for contrast and colour reproduction, but feels cold and clinical. Use a combination of warm ambient light and cool task lighting. Use cool lighting in kitchens, stairways, bathrooms and workrooms. Adjustable lighting. Use lamps with adjustable brightness and temperature to customise lighting according to the task or time of day. Under cabinet lighting. Install under cabinet lighting in kitchens to illuminate work areas. Hide the bulb. Use paper ball shades for ceilings to hide the bulbs. Task lights should be positioned below eye level. Minimize glare. Use matte surfaces and screen protectors to reduce glare on screens and surfaces. Don't buy expensive lights. A good adjustable task light with a daylight bulb available from any DIY store will suffice.
Scam watch. Hi, Mum / Dad. The scam. You receive a text message from an unknown number that claims to be from your child. They'll tell you about some kind of misfortune, such as their phone being stolen or broken, and provide you with a new phone number. The message may ask you to delete the old phone number and save the new one, and let them know that you've received the message. Another variation of this scam is when the sender claims to be using a friend's phone because their battery is dead. The scammer will convince you that you are talking to your child. They will then come up with some story about needing you to transfer them some money urgently, as they cannot access their online banking because of their broken, stolen phone. How do they know I have a child? They don't. But scammers often send messages starting with, "Hi Mum, Dad," as they know that only a parent would respond. Another version of this scam involves a friend or relative in a foreign country who urgently needs money to be transferred to them. So what do you do if you receive one of these messages? First, try and validate who you are talking to. Call them on the old number or their landline. Ask them questions that only they would know. If they aren't going travelling or off to uni, where there may be instances where you need to transfer the money in an emergency, set up a password. Don't be rushed. A genuine family member or friend won't mind you checking out their details or asking for information. Once you are sure it's not your child, stop replying. Block the number so that they can't contact you again. Don't give them any information, including your child's name. For £1 a week, you can make a difference to the lives of local sight impaired people. Like many charities, we have seen a fall in income due to the pandemic. Your £1 a week would help us continue our work, supporting local people living with sight loss now and into the future. To make a one-off or regular donation, visit our website at www.sightairdale.org.uk or call our helpline to learn how to set up a standing order. Thank you to Heathley Playhouse for their help in printing this newsletter. For details on future performances at the Playhouse, visit www.heathleyplayhouse.co.uk. 100 Plus Club. For £10 a year, you could win £15 in our monthly prize draw. To enter, call in at our office on 31 Scott Street or send a cheque made payable to Sight Airedale to our registered office or call our helpline for our bank details. The 100 Plus Club is drawn on the second Monday of the month and winners will be notified. Get a free will from a leading legal firm. Good for family, good for friends, and good for charities like ours. Sight Airedale has partnered with Bequeathed to offer an accessible and inclusive service where every supporter can make a free will for good. Just follow these simple steps, which will take less than an hour of your time. 1. Take an online interview in as little as 20 minutes. The system creates your will from the answers you give and will transfer it to one of our partner legal firms. 2. Have a 30-minute telephone or video appointment with a legal professional. They will discuss your situation, your wishes, and confirm that the will caters for your needs. 3. Receive your will in the post, sign it, and have it witnessed. You will then return a copy to the legal firm, who will check that it has been executed correctly and securely store it for you, also at no cost. Having an up-to-date will is the only way to make sure that the people and causes you care about are looked after you've gone. Once you've taken care of friends and family, Site Airedale will be extremely grateful if you consider supporting them with a gift in your will. Visit https://bit.ly/will4good Site Airedale, or one word. How we make a difference. Our site support groups in Bingley and Heathley, award-winning virtual events and talking book library with over 2,000 titles on MP3, CD and memory stick, help alleviate isolation and loneliness. We provide support to local site support groups in Ilkley and Berlin Wharfdale and the Airedale Macular Society. We help people retain their independence through our daily living shop, magnifier assessment and technology information service. We give people the opportunities to learn new skills through our one-to-one computer classes. We keep sight-impaired people informed about important issues through our free newsletter available in 5 different formats. We want to make sure that there is someone available to give you the best service we can. Please ring our helpline to make an appointment for the shop, magnifier assessments and technology information service.
How you can help. Donations can be made in cash, cheque, monthly standing order or online. You can help your donation go further by signing a gift aid form. Take home a home box and fill it with spare loose change. Join the 100 Plus Club, £10 a year and the chance to win a £15 monthly prize. Our volunteers provide an invaluable service in allowing us to deliver our services. We are always interested in hearing from people who want to join our team of volunteers. Be a bucketeer at our store collections. Do you know a business that would take a Humpty Dumpty counter box? Remember us in your will so that future local sight impaired people may benefit or consider an in memoriam donation in remembrance of a loved one or friend.
Local support groups. Bingley Social Centre, 1:30pm to 3:30pm, 1st and 3rd Wednesday of the month, Little House Bingley, transport available. This service is currently not running, but we hope to have it up and running again in the future. Heathley Site Support Group, 1:30pm to 3:30pm, 1st and 3rd Thursday of the month, in the Lena Anderton Meeting Room, 31 Scott Street, Heathley. Transport available. Airedale Macular Society, 12:00pm to 2:00pm, 1st Thursday of the month, except June and December, in the Livery Spoons, JD Weatherspoons, Heathley. Transport is not available. Ilkley Insight Group, 10am to 12:00pm, 1st Thursday of the month, at the Clark Foley Centre in Ilkley. Transport can be requested. Burley in Wharfdale Hockney Group, 2:00pm to 3:30pm, fortnightly on Thursdays. St Mary's Parish Centre, Burley and Menston residents can request transport. If you would like more information on any of these groups, then please call our helpline.
Talking Newspapers, Craven Cassette, Craven Herald and Dalesman. Contact Richard Breer, telephone Skipton 01756
784-298. Fully digital recordings. Keighley and District Talking Newspaper, Keighley News. Contact Bruce Howden. Telephone Keighley 01535 648 644. Available on MP3 memory sticks. Pendle Voice, Barn Osric and Earby Times. Contact Jeanette Ashby. Nelson 01282 616 566. Available on MP3 memory sticks. Ilkley Talking Newspaper, Ilkley Gazette and Dalesman. Contact Lorraine Hockey. Telephone Ilkley 01943 600869. Available on compact disc. Talking Telegraph, Bradford Telegraph and Argus.
Contact Michael Tomlinson. Telephone Bradford 01274 571074. Available on MP3 memory stick.